that we learned last week, a very complicated Gemara on Daf Mem Hei on the base. What is the din? By Chometz, it sounds, you have a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo, that Nevela, Shenibuy Lagere, Eni Krui Nevela, that was quoted by the Tosfos Mem Dalet on the base, the bottom Tosfos, Ibn Maschav Rabbanan. They quoted from Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayinam, and Beis, Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. And we pass on like Reb Shimon. Reb Meir holds that the Nevela Sheinibuy Lagere Eni Krui Nevela is only at the time that the animal died. It's supposed to be Chala Nisa Nevela. So at that time it was Eni Lagere. But if you have meat in the AMP, there was Chala Nisa Nevela, it's Rei Lachila. Then it becomes Nifsa Machila. So Reb Meir holds that it remains also up until the point that Nifsa Machila Sakelov. So we don't paskan like him. We paskan like Reb Shimon, even though the Yisra Nevela was chal. When the animal died without the benefit of Shechita, it was chal the Yisra Nevela because of its Reil Achilo Sodom. Later when it becomes Nifs Machilo Sodom, it's Mutam. By Chometz, it sounds like Chometz is an exception to the rule. Where is Chometz an exception? Where do you see in the Chumash or Chometz an exception to the rule? So the Chazanish has a very long arichas on this. Prima Godim has an arichas. The Chazanish has an arichas. It looks pretty obvious that there's a major machlokes between the Ran and the Ravid. The Ran says that chometz is not different. If you have a piece of bread that's baked already, so it doesn't have any live microorganisms in it, so it's not roi lechametz isis acheres. So it's the same as chaza, the same as treifus. Once it becomes nefs machilos adam, it's muta. The chometz exception to the rule is sa'or. That's a tosefta in beitza that the Gemara in beitza quotes in the first parak. That sa'or is not roi l'achila. So sa'or is not roi l'achila sa'odam, and it's still also because it's roi l'chametz isis acheres, but once it becomes nefs machilos akelev, then it'll be muta. So what's it? That din of sa'or is only a din that's unique only by chometz. That's a question. So we said last week, Rab Chaim Moiseh has a tshuva in Achiezer. He quotes the Mishnah that Sa'or is Aser, even though it's not Reil Achilo Sodom, because Reil Achametz Yitzacheres. He quotes a Mishnah that apply. We had the sugya about Zevzagorim earlier, in the previous paragraph. We had if you have Sa'or Shal Truma, that falls into Chulin, the Hechmetz. So the Sar Shal Truma is Aser. Why is it Aser? If it's only a din of chametz, so he says no. The pasuk on chametz says Megal and Kol HaTorah Kulo. So what does the Gemara say that chametz is an exception to the rule? It's not that chametz is an exception. Sa'or is an exception to the rule. I don't know. The Ravid holds that chametz is an exception to the rule. And the Ravid writes on the Rambam in Perek in the very beginning of Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Chametz Mas. I think it's the first Hasagas of Ravid. The Ravid writes that chametz, there's chametz and nesar. So he says chametz is aser. It's aser even if nifsam achilos adam up until the point of nifsam achilos akela. But if you have sor, which is roi lechametz isis acheros, and the Gemara and Beitza quoted at Tosefta that it's not roi lechila, he thinks not even roi lechilos akela. It's not even roi lechilos akela, and it's still aser because. Well, chametz is his acheres, and it never becomes mutter. Never becomes mutter. So where is the mocker that chametz is different? So sor, you have a pasuk, and the rabbi understood that Tosefta is saying that sor is not even roil achilus hakelav, since it's roil chametz is acheres, so it retains the shame oichel. All right, but where do you have a mocker that chametz is also even after the point of this machilus adam? How do you know it's an exception to the rule? We learn out from that pasuk, "Lagera shav shachet nara b'chalo." Nevela sheni vuy lagera eni kroy nevela. From there, we learn to call out tarakula, not just by nevela. I don't know. So it's a very long arichas on the Chazanish on this. Then the Chazanish has another suggestion that's very problematic. He thinks that the whole difference between chametz and Kol HaTorah Kulo is only going to get to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. But when you get to Achila, no! If it's not right, Achila Sodom, so there's no Yisr Achila. So you have an Yisr Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh on something where there's no Yisr Achila? How can that be? We usually assume that the Isa Leibal Chachamitz Kikhal Oichal Chametz V'Nichaso. We usually assume Rabbi Yosef Fengel has an essay about this. Is there such a thing as a Siog Deraisa? We know that Ushmatem is Mishmati. That's this coming Shabbos. That's the concluding pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois. Ushmatem is Mishmati. So the Gemara Nivomis understands on Daf Chafal of Hasum Mishmeres LeMishmati. That's the pasuk that encourages, the Torah encourages the Bezin to make Zeres the Rabbanim. And the Chumash is not only, the Mesillas Sharm says, the Chumash is not only talking to Bezin, the Chumash is talking to Kol Yochid V'Yochid. If you go to university, other people don't, so you have a chashash that you may fall in with a certain Abera. Someone else doesn't go to university, but it deals in diamonds. And someone else deals in paintings, whatever. And, whatever. Everybody has a different parnasa. So whatever field you're in, you're a professor somewhere, each person has different possibilities of sinning. So each person should make his own harchokas to make sure that he shouldn't be nichshal in an aveir. And the Mesil Susham says, but people argue and they say, no, whatever the chachamim prohibited is us, whatever they didn't prohibit, we're not mechiv to make our own harchokas. So Mesil Susham said, that's not a correct argument. Whatever the chachamim prohibited, that's dov ashava l'chol nefesh, that applies to everybody. But if you have a unique position, you live in Morocco, you live in New York, you're in this field, or you're in that business, or whatever business you're in, whatever field you're in, there's a chashash that you may sin, so you have to make a harchoka for yourself. It doesn't apply to anybody else. He holds that pasuk, Ushmatem es mishmarti, is not only speaking to the bezin, encouraging the bezin to make zeres derabbanan. It's encouraging each and every individual person to make his own siyogim, to make sure whatever circumstances he has, he should make sure that he doesn't sin. So we know that there are harchok is derabbanan. We know that the gzeres derabbanan. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay. Is there such a thing as a siog deraisa? So he quotes many marmakimes that there is such a thing. So one of the siogim deraisa, he quotes the Ran. The Ran in the beginning of Psochen comes to answer a certain kasha. So the Ran suggests that Bal Yirah Bay Motze is a siog shei meyava leyochlo. And that's how the simple reading of the pasuk reads. It says, so it sounds like you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession because one who eats chametz is chayv kares. So that's what the Torah says, Bal Yirah Bay Motze, you shouldn't have chametz in your possession. So if the whole prohibition of Bal Yirah is a siog, shema yobo liochloi, and you're going to say that on chametz that nifsal me'achila, there's no isar achila. There's only an isar Bal Yirah Bay Motze. How could there be an Isa Bal Yirah? Bal Yirah is a Siog Shem Yavol Yochle. There's no Isa Achilim and Atayra. So how can there be an Isa Bal Yirah? I don't know, so the Chazanish toys with such an idea. Maybe the whole Gemara that says the Chometz is different is not Benegeta Achilim. Benegeta Achilah, we follow Rab Shimon's Pasuk in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin. That Nevedla Shanibu Lager, any Kuri Nevedla, there's no Isa Achilim. But it's an Isa Bal Yirah by Motzim. It's very strange. But the whole Gemara is very difficult. The Machlek, we don't understand the Ran and the Rai. We don't understand either of them. According to the Ran, what's unique about Chometz? What's different? There's nothing different about Chometz. And according to the Rai, what's the Mokka that Chometz should be different? I don't know. We really have to... I understand why the Chazanish wrote a long, long essay on this, but it's... You have to break your head to figure out what's going on over here. I don't know. That problematic Gemara. So what does it say? So the first half of the Mishnah is...
Why, according to the Ran, does there need to be something unique about comics? Why does there need to be something unique about comics?
That's the impression that we have from this Brisa, no? The Gemara quotes a Bryce said that it sounds like Chometz is different. And Kola Terakula, as long as Nifsim Achilas HaAdam is Mutam. By Chometz, you need Nifsim Achilas HaKelah. According to the Ran, it's not so. Only Seor needs Nifsim Achilas HaKelah. And Seor applies even to Truma. It doesn't only, it's not restricted only to chametz. The chametz is taka not different. Chametz is the din, same din is called a Torah kula. I don't know. Chametz is not different. How can it be? We always had the impression that chametz is different. Yeah, the Gemara quotes the Brisa, Tana Rabbanan, around 13 lines on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Apashib Shem Nifsal Melechalakel, Lo'odam Akel Yachalach, Metam to Mosach, Mekabetz, then it's Refesim Hatameya Bil Pesach. You have to get rid of it. So Metam to Mosach, and there's also, we said, the Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid, what does it mean? So the Ramam understood, if it was Nitma, if the food was nit, was mekabel tumah at the time that it was still roil achilas ha'odom, so then the tumah remains even though it becomes nifsim achilas ha'odom, calls man that it's still roil achilas ha'kelev. Once it becomes nifsim achilas ha'kelev, then the tumah disappears, vanishes into thin air. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. No, if the food was once roil achilas ha'odom and it became nifsim achilas ha'odom, it's still roil mekabel tumah. Calls man that it's still roi l'achila sakel. Machlekes the Ramam and the Ravid, what that half of the brisa means. Metam tuma sechlim means it's mekabel tuma now, or retains the tuma that was mekabel before it became nifsam achila sa'odim. And then it says bevasachas when it's refesim atmei of the pesach. It's a din about yeroi. It's a din about yeroi. It sounds like it's a special din in Pesach, when it's Rebbe's Matmei in Pesach. It's not a din in Kol HaTerku. It sounds like it's only a din in Chametz in Pesach. So what's the marker for this? According to the Rambam, is that it's not? I don't know. Very unclear. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see again the Mishnah, Amem Hei Amar Aleph. Batzik Shebesitke Areva. According to the way the Gemara comes to the Maskana, but you have a pot, and a pot has holes here and there, and you stuffed up the holes on the bottom of the pot, he pours in flour and water. So he has to stuff up the holes on the bottom that the water shouldn't fall through the holes, and the flour shouldn't fall through the holes. On the bottom of the pot, the floor of the pot, that's more important, that you should plug up all the holes. On the side, on the walls, the water is only going to be a quarter of an inch, a half an inch, I don't know, the water with the flour to fall out. But if you're going to have big holes on the side, then the dough is going to fall out. The dough is going to fall out of the holes. So you have to plug up the holes there too. So that's how the Gemara is interpreting the whole Mishnah. Basik shebesit kerevim, yesh kezayis b'makom echad. Chayiv levayer, that's too much. Kazayis makom echad, chayiv levayer. Bim lav, bottle mimiyuto, if it's less than a kazayis and it blends in, it's needed to hold the pot together, then it's okay. So the Gemara pointed out that there was a steer between two brises. What if you have kazayis b'makom echad, will you really need it? One price implies that it is good, one price implies that it's no good. So the Gemara says, no, it depends where it is. If you have on the floor of the pot, if you have kazayis makom echad, you need it there. It blends in to become part of the pot. There's no balyeroy. But if you have a kazayis makom echad on the walls, so that's not right. You don't really, the flour and the water are not going to fall out there. The dough may fall out. So that you only make if you have less than a kazayis over there. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, and the same din applies. What's the topic here? The first half of the Mishnah, that sometimes food blends in to become part of a kli. Once it's a kli, so it's not called ochel. Ochel and kli are two different things. Like we said by Kabbalah's Tuma, there are four categories of things in the whole wide world that are mekabel tuma. Adam and kelim, ochel and mashkim. So ochelim is one din, and kelim is a different din, two different dinim. So if you had originally oichlim, you had raw dough, it's oichel. And then, kupa sarshi yichta li yeshiva, and I designated that I make a kli out of it. So then the Gemara has a machlekes satanoim. They quoted Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the last narrow line on Mem Hei Amud Beis. They quote Shimon ben Elazar and they quote and after the second wide line, the Taylor. If Yichta Yeshiva, then it's labeled as a Kli and it's no longer called an Eichon. So since Ben Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar the Taylor, Mechal Tanakam Masav Eloi the Taylor. Mar said, that's a machleik, that's what Yesu said, that's a machleik is hatanoim. If you take oichel and you make it into a kli, does it blend in to become part of the kli? Does it retain it still roi lachila? Does it still retain the shem oichel? So we assume that sometimes it does blend in to be part of the kli. And this is quoted from Chulin, the same thing if you take ziroim, you take vegetables that are roi lakabal tumah, Roy Lachila Sodom, and it's Roy Lachila Tumma, just needs Heksher, and then you use it as the roof on a building, a sukkah, whatever, you use it as a roof on a little hut. So it becomes part of the building. But then it's no longer Metame Tumma Soichlim, now it'll be Tumas Bayis, if there'll be a mace there, so it'll have a Tumas Bayis Shahamezbo. So Eichel switches to become part of a Kli, Eichel switches to become part of a Bayis. So there was a Machlekes in the Gemara, is it only Toch Panel B'tit, even if Le Toch Panel B'tit? Do you have to do a Maisa to it, or is it just, you put it on top of the Bayis, Bayis Yisichachob Yisroim. Or you put it the shape of a chair. Kupas Hashiyichta Yeshiva. You gave it the shape of a chair. You have to put Toch Panel B'tit to demonstrate that you're. It still is Roi Lachil, even after Toch Panel B'tit, you can take off the tit. So that was a machlokes hatanoim. Whether we should. The machlokes in the Gemara, that we pass on like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even like Toch Panel B'tit, they're only Toch Panel. So the pashtus we hold that the only toch panel betit, that's the maskana. Only toch panel betit, then it switches, then it's no longer an oichel, then it becomes part of the kli, it becomes part of the bayis. So again, so that's the first half of the bryas, the first half of the mishnah, and then hamer aleph, and then the second half says, and this din v'chein le'inyan hatumah. The same thing applies with respect to tumah. What tumah? Imakbar alav chotzeitz and yotze b'kiyumah harehu karevu. What's the shayla chotzeitz? So pasha pshat is when you toivel in a mikveh, when you toivel odam ekelim in a mikveh, from the four things that are makabal tumah, odam ekelim ochem mashkim, ochem mashkim don't have tefillah b'mikveh, only odam ekelim have tar b'mikveh. Not all kelim. Kli cheres doesn't have tar b'mikveh. Other kelim have tar b'mikveh. So what's the din? There's a din of chatzitza. So min ha-Torah, the din of chatzitza, the Gemara says in a few places, min ha-Torah, it's only chatzitza if you have ruba u-makbid. Rive of the thing that you're being toivel, the person, a rive of the kli, is covered with a chatzitza. And the chatzitza is such that he would sometimes be makbid to take it off. Well, let's say he has botzek shebesitke ha-reiva, and he plans to leave it like that. He doesn't plan to remove the botzik. The botzik is filling up holes there, and it serves a good purpose, and he wants to leave it there. So is that the discussion and the sefer of the Mishnah with respect to tvila in a mikveh, v'chein l'inyan hatumah? So what is that l'inyan hatumah? Should we say v'chein l'inyan hatvila? Imakbar Allah of chotzeitz, if it's a ruba, minator ruba makbim b'drabonon, they made exera even a miyut ha-makbid or ruba shena makbid. If it's a miyut shena makbid, then it's not even chotzis mid-rabbanon. When you get to ger, the Gemara, that's a shot. The Gemara in Yibam is that fine ches has a din. Let's say a non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she's converting. So the Gemara says, Muberish and his gaira b'no ein atzorach tefilo. When she gives birth to this, she converts now. And then the baby is born a few months later. So Gemara says the baby will not need tefillah to become Jewish. The baby is born to a Jewish mother, so the baby is Jewish. Why? So the Gemara says, not the way I just said. The baby is born to a Jewish mother. At the time the baby is born, the mother is Jewish. No. You can visualize a Jewish woman gives birth to a baby and the baby's a guy. How come? Because she became pregnant when she was not Jewish. So the Uber is not Jewish. Or the Uber, let's say, it's she's tovel in the mikveh after 5 months. And it's a 9-month pregnancy. So maybe we should say that the baby is half Jewish and half guy. Usually some no such thing as half Jewish. Either your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish, your mother's not Jewish, you're not Jewish. You're not half Jewish, or a quarter Jewish, or an eighth Jewish. But maybe there is such a thing that Dvar Avram has like that. To answer certain kashyos, that's what he suggests. He says if the woman is pregnant a couple of months, and then the baby is born later, so the proportion of the pregnancy that took place, benachriyusa, so that part of the baby is a guy. And the part of the pregnancy that occurred after the mother converted, so that part of the baby is a Jew. So when the baby is born, he's half Jewish, half guy. Wow. Half Jewish, half guy. That is possible for a Jewish mother to give birth to a baby. The baby will be a guy. So the Gemara says, but when the mother was tovel in the mikveh, the tevilah was oila both for the mother and for the uber. Muberish and his garib benor, when the baby is born, ain't a tzorch tevilah. Why? Because the tevilah that the mother did is not only chal on the mother, it's chal on the baby. The Gemara says, but it's a big chatzitza. None of the water in the mikveh is touching the uber. The uber is all the way inside the mother's womb, inside the rechem. The water touches the outside of the mother's body. So the Gemara says, but the baby is in a makpid. The baby doesn't want to jump out. He's only 3 months into the pregnancy. He's not interested in removing himself from the mother. So the Gemara asked Akasha, but this whole din, that it's only a chatzitza if it's makpid, that's if you have rubai. But if you have kulai, none of the water touches, none of the water of the mikveh touches the uber inside. So it's a chatzitza and kuloi. So even though it's ain't a makbet, that's a chatzitza. So the Gemara asks, there's no tvila. How can you say muberish and his garib b'no? Ain't a tzorach tvila. The baby doesn't eat tvila. He's yotze with the tvila that the mother did, but it's kuloi. It's a chatzitza b'kuloi. So the Gemara answers, it's not a problem, hainu revisa, since that's the normal, natural thing. The whole din of chatzitza doesn't apply. It's very problematic exactly what that means. Why is there no din of chatzitza? That's what Gemara says, hainu revisa, that's a natural thing. There's no din of chatzitza there. So what's over here? Bechein le'inyan hatumah, in makber alav, linyan hatumah means if you're tovel in the mikveh, that's what it means. Linyan lalos men hatumah. That's what it means. In makber alav, Koit says, if you have raw dough stuck to the side of the kli, and you don't plan to leave it permanently like that, you're going to take off the raw dough. Just that last week you baked and you didn't bother to clean the whole pot, but ultimately you're going to clean it. So then it's chotzeitz because it's a makbid, it's a chatzitza, even though it's only a nivut. Still a chatzitza. But if the balabasta is satisfied the way the pot stands now, she's going to leave the dough, she's going to leave the raw dough there. So then it's a miuchein or makbid. Then it's not a chatzitza. Even the rabban is not a chatzitza. That's what it means. So that's what the Gemara has a whole discussion. The sefer of the Mishnah doesn't correspond to the Reish. It says v'chein, and similarly, the same din applies linyan atuma, and it gives a different criterion. And the Reish it says it depends whether you have kazayis b'makom echad or less than a kazayis b'makom echad. And the sefer it says it depends whether makbed ain't a makbed. So how does it say v'chein? That's the Gemara's question. How does it say v'chein? So what does the Gemara say? Me dummy, here, 3 lines from the bottom on mem hem base. Mori asks, me, dummy, how is it v'chein? It's not similarly. It's not the same thing at all. Hosam and the reisha b'shiura talimus. It depends whether it has gazayis b'makom echad or less than a gazayis b'makom echad. If it's on the floor of the kli, even gazayis b'makom echad is good because it prevents the water with the flour from falling out. If it's on the side of the kli, then it's only good if it's less than a gazayis b'makom echad, if it serves a function. And if it's on top of the kli, then it doesn't serve any function at all. So then, So then even by chametz it'll be a problem. But over here, you're saying it depends whether makbid and a makbid, so it's not the same. Me, da, mi, hasam, and the reisha, but you're a tali milsa, ach, and the sefer, but pay the tali milsa. It depends whether it's mil ta makbid, mil chain a makbid. Amar Rav Yehuda, it's a misprint in the Mishnah. Ema, you should correct it, say like this. They used to say the Mishnah is by heart. So he says, Zagazai, Ema, say, ulinya natuma, eina kein. The ratio and the sefer is a contrast. And the ratio, we say, depends on the shiur. The zayis makam echad on the floor or on the side, less than the zayis makam echad, okay. And the sefer, ulinya tuma, eina kein. It depends on miyut hamak, miyut shenimak. Amalei Abayis, Abayis, how can you say that it's a mistake? But all the people say the Mishnah is Baal Peh, everybody says the same Nusach. V'chein l'inyan atumah. Amalei Abayis, v'chein l'inyan atumah katani. That's not the way we have the tradition. We say the Mishnahis. They were still in the days of Abay V'Rava, they were still saying Mishnah is Baal Peh. So he says, we don't say Avalin Yatuma Inikin. We say V'chein L'inyan. Elama, Abay Hachikam. You have to say like this. V'chein L'inyan Tziruf Tuma. What's Tziruf Tuma? That what? V'chein L'inyan Tziruf Tuma B'Pesach. On Pesach it's going to be one din. V'chein, like in the Reish, it depends. Gazayis Makam Echad. On the floor, on the side of the Kli. Less than the Gazayis. V'shayim Ois Hashanah. Ika plukta doesn't mean a machlokes. Usually plukta means machlokes. Here it means ika chiluk. There's a chiluk, Rashi says, whether makbed or ain't a makbed. What does it mean, hechidami? What does Abai interpret? Kigon like this. What do you mean, tziruf tuma? What do you mean, tziruf tuma? The din is that ochel is makabal tuma even less than a kebetza, but it's not matame acher. Ochel less than a kebetza is makabal tuma. We discussed that's a machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. We had that, we just had that Tosis last daf, no? Here, Mem Dalvan Amalav, Mokam Agwan, my apostle, her bottle Beruba. So Rabbi Natam said that none of this Kisve Yad had that Girsa. Rashi changed it and Rashi put in this Girsa. He thinks that the correct Girsa should be that it's Pachas Mikadetza. The Pachas Mikadetza is only the Kabbal Tumim with the Rabban. So the last line in that Tosis, they say, it appears to be fair called shortly, yeah, Lamed Gimel and Beis, Lamed Gimel and Beis. Tosis says that Rashi himself backed up. Rashi in many places in Shas writes like this, the Pachas Mikadetz and the Kabbal Tumim and Atorah, but the Tamei Acherim is only if it has a Kadetz. And Tosis disagrees that they had the Girsa in this Gemara, Pachas Mikadetz is only the Kabbal Tumim and the Rabbanim. So Shaila, according to Rashi, what's the din? Let's say, an Adam Tamei touched Eichel Pachas Mikabetza. So it's Mekabal Tumim Min HaTorah, according to what Rashi said, Mekabal Tumim Min HaTorah. But it's not Metame Achim. So let's say, I'm Adam Tame, I touched Oichel Pachas Mikabetza, it's Mekabal Tumim Min HaTorah. I touched another Oichel Pachas Mikabetza, also Mekabal Tumim Min HaTorah. Then I put the two together. Then someone else puts the two together. So this, what's the din that you need a Kabetza Le Tame Achim? You need a Kabetza when it was Mekabal Tumim. When the Adam Tamei touched the Pachas Mikadetza. So it only has a lower level of Tumah. It's Tamei, but it doesn't have the ability to transmit Tumah. So even if you'd stick this piece of food together with another piece of food, Pachas Mikadetza, that was Mekabal Tumah. Even if you hold like that Rashi, before Rashi had Chazar, even if you hold like the Rashi, but each one was only mekabel a little bit of tumah. It was never mekabel in the first place. Enough tumah to get the tamei acherim. So even if you put them, even if you stick the two pieces of dough together, they won't be able to be mitzarf together. Oh no! Oichel pachas mekabetz mekabel tumah. The whole tumah is mekabel menater. But kedei l'tamei acherim, you have to have a kebetz. So if you have a half a kebetz, half a kebetz, you stick them together. Now you have a kebetz. So that's a deal in an achrenim. What did Rashi mean? According to Rashi, Kodim Achazara, what did he mean? Yeah, Hashaila. So what does the Gemara say here? Tziruf Tuma. What do you mean Tziruf Tuma? Kedei l'tamei acherim, you have to have a kebetza. So the Shaila is, have a little dough stuck on the side of the kli. for months and months and months already, and now I have a piece of dough. In addition, I have another piece of dough. Together, it constitutes a kadeitza. So if the Adam Tomei touches this big kadeitza, is it mitzdaref yachad? The dough that's stuck in the hole in the areva, in the kli, is mitzdaref with the new dough that's on top of it? Or they say, no, the dough that's stuck in the hole in the areva, that's botulaga de areva. That blends in, that's not called an oichel anymore, that's called the kli. That's like kupa soshi yichta v'yeshiva. It's poka de din oichel, and it becomes a kli. And only the dough that's on top of it, that's oichel, that's pachas mikabetza. Each one is pachas mikabetza. So that's what Abai interprets, echidamikigon, and the second line from the top, and memva. Dika pachas mikabetza oichlim. So Bachas Mikabetz is Mekabal Tumah, but either men a termed the Rabbanah, but it's not Metamachem. However, Nogu Bahai Botzeit, but this Bachas Mikabetz Oichol that I do not plan to leave on the Kli is now sitting right next to it's stuck onto the part of the Kli where you have the Kezias of dough in the Kli. So Bid Pesach, on Pesach, that the Reisha of the Mishnah says, if it's a kezayis b'makom echad, then even though it's holding the kli together a little bit, it's not batalag on the sides of the kli. If you have kezayis b'makom echad, it does not blend in to be part of the kli. The Pesach, the Yisura Choshuv, the dinner, because of the dinner b'ayuras that the Chachamim declared, if you have kezayis b'makom echad, it does not blend in to be part of the kli. So it doesn't become part of the kli, it's zaychal. So the dough that's stuck in the kli that I plan to leave there, and the dough that I stuck on top of it, I'm mitzarfim together to constitute a kebetza. So then it'll be metam echer. But b'shai mas hashana, the rest of the year, that there is no such thing because of Yorabai Motzei, because it has a kazais, therefore it doesn't blend into the kli. So then all year long, I say it depends. Pay the talya milsen. If makber olav, if he plans to remove it from the kli, then it does not blend in to be part of the kli. In Rotsa Bikiyuma, if he wants to leave it like that, harehu kareva, then it blends in, even if it's more than a kezayis. So that's how Abai interprets. So what does it mean? V'chein le'inyan atuma, the Mishnah Mem Hei Men Aleph, it goes on tziruf. Would you be mitzarev the dough in the hole with the dough that's stuck on top of that dough in the hole to be mashlim ashir kebetza, that it cannot be metame achir. So Rava is not happy with Abai's interpretation either. Just like Abai didn't like Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda claims the whole Mishnah is a misprint. It shouldn't say v'chein, it should say avol, not similarly. It's a contrast between the ration and say. Abai says, no, on Pesach, Abai reads the Mishnah, Pesach, there's one din, and all year long is a different din. All year long is a different din. So Rav is not happy. Maskele Rav miktani mitztareif. It doesn't say a word about whether being mitztareif, Abai's pshat. V'choytzitz talks about chatzitza. Abai's pshat doesn't fit in at all. The Mishnah doesn't. Mishnah's talking about chatzitza. Abai gave a whole different pshat. El amar Rav, v'chein lahalos tahar ala areva. We're talking about chatzitza in the tvila, when you tovel in a mikveh. If you have a chatzitza, so then it's not a good tvila. Just like by Odom, if you have a chatzitza, so by Kelim also. So I mean, I told it's only a chatzitza if it's a rubo makbid, a midi rabbanon, even a miyuk shena makbid, or even a makbid. In the Torah, it's only chatzitza if it's ruba makbid. With the Rabbanon, they were machmir on each one alone. If it's ruba ein a makbid or miut a makbid, they were machmir with the Rabbanon. And that Gemara in Yevamos that we just mentioned on Daf Ayin Ches, where the Gemara says Moberish and Nizgara b'no ein a tzorach tvila. The Gemara says why? So the Gemara doesn't say that. Since the mother is Jewish at the time the baby is born, so it has to be a Jewish baby. How can a Jewish mother give birth to a baby and the baby is not Jewish? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara sounds like a Jewish mother can give birth to a baby who's not Jewish. So that's what the Dvar Avram thinks, that percentage-wise, the percentage of the Uber that was formed There's Avram, I think, wants to say, if the Gemara has a Lashon, the first 40 days of the pregnancy, the Gemara says, is Maya B'Alma. It takes about 43 days or so. It takes around 43 days till the Uber, after 40 days, only an inch by an inch. It's a very tiny thing. But it already has a Tzuras Havlad approximately little after 40 days. Not exactly 40 days, something like 43, 44 days. Has a Tzuras Havlad. So that before that, it's considered Maya B'Alma. So what if a woman, that's the Lashon HaGemara, Maya B'Alma. So what if a woman has a miscarriage before 40 days? So it's Dam Min Arechem. So it'll make her into a Nida, but she doesn't have a din of a Yoledes. She doesn't have, you make Tumah, you make Tahara. If the woman had a pregnancy of more than 40 days, with the Tzuras Havlad, it has to be more than 40 days, I don't know, it has to be 43, 44, something like that, and it had a Tzuras Havlad, it's at least a suffix, maybe it had a Tzuras Havlad. So then, you don't know whether it's a Zohar and a Keva. It hasn't been, you didn't see that, you can't tell. So then you have to go to Chumrah in both directions. You have to go to Chumrah, 14 days of the Yemei Tumah, because the Yoledes and the Keva is Tumah for 14 days. And we won't say that she has 66 Yimei Tohar. Yimei Tohar means even if the woman has a Riyaz Da'am, in Atari she's Tohara. With the Rabbanim, we don't allow that, but in Atari she's Tohara. So you wouldn't say if she has a miscarriage after 50 days, so you say you have to go to Chumrah, maybe it was going to turn out to be in a Keva, so she should observe 14 days of Yimei Tumah, but you don't give her 66 days of Yimei Tohar. Maybe we're going to be a Zohar. So you only have Yimei Tohar till the end of the Mem Yom. So instead of 7 days and 30, 7 days Yimei Tumah by a Zohar, if it will be a Vaday Zohar, you have 7 days of Yimei Tumah and 33 days of Yimei Tohar. So now because it's a Sofik Zohar, Sofik Nekeh, but these are Mishnayos and Nida like this. So then you have 14 days of Yimei Tumah and 33 minus 7. So you'll only have 26. What are you going to have? 26 days of Yimei Tohar till the end of the 40 days. So the Avram has a suggestion. There's a discussion, Menchas Chinuch, he quotes a Menchas Chinuch. That maybe if the Mu'uberes, if the woman, the non-Jewish woman who's converting, that Gemara in Yevam is Dafayin Ches, Mu'uberes and his Gairam. So if she was pregnant less than 44 days, less than 40 days, so that's Maya B'Alma, that's considered like she wasn't pregnant at all. So when the whole baby was formed, the whole Tzuras Havlad is only after 40 days, after 43, 44 days it begins. So then the whole baby was developed when the mother was Jewish, and then the Vlad will be Jewish. But if she's Tovel in the mikveh for Geiris 3-4 months into the pregnancy, then the percentage of the baby that was the Uber that was developed while she was still in Ochris will need Geiris, and the percentage of the Uber that was developed after she converted will not need Geiris. Just like a Jewish mother becomes pregnant, so the baby is Jewish. So the baby will be part Jewish and part a goy. But when she converts within the 40 days, the first 40 days, if the mother is Teufel, the goyish woman is Teufel in the mikvah, the Shem Geiris, within the 40 days, that's Maya B'Alma. So the whole Uber, everything that happened before doesn't count. Before 40 days doesn't count, Maya B'Alma. So the whole Uber was developed when the mother was already Jewish. So then he won't need Tvila. Chiddush, he comes to answer certain kashas like that. Okay. Question. Such a wild idea. A person is a chatzi. The Minchas Chinuch is Yodua. He always talks about what's a din. And every mitzvah he talks about, what's a din? Chatzi Eved, the chatzi ben Chur. So he also talks, is it possible to have a chatzi Yisrael, a chatzi Nochri? Is that possible? So Avram says, sure, by the Mubarish and his guy are in the middle. It'll be a chatzi Yisrael and a chatzi Nochri. Okay.
How do we treat them,
the Gali
Mitzvahs? They're not Megayer after.
Okay. You go to Chumrah. You go to Chumrah in both directions. Mm-hmm. They always want to have, whenever a woman converts, they always ask her whether she's pregnant. Because the Dogma of Avva is the comments of the Nadi Yehuda printed on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch. So the Dogma of Avva writes on Yeridei and Hilchas Geiris that this din in the Gemon, Milberish and Izgarit, but no Einat Tzorch Tvila, that Gemon Yevon, the stuff Ein Ches. So why? Because the Tvila of the mother is Oila for the baby. That's only if the Bezdin knows that there's a baby. The Bezdin doesn't see whether the woman is pregnant or not. They can't always tell. So if they don't know that she's pregnant, so her geirus had the benefit of a Bezdin. The Bezdin supervised her geirus. They didn't know that they're being megayra an infant. They didn't know they're being megayra an uba. They didn't know that she was pregnant. So you have to always ask her in advance whether she was pregnant. So I remember a couple of years ago, there was a single girl. We always used to go to NCSY functions. I guess her father was probably Jewish. We always thought she was Jewish. And then they told her, in NCSY, they always, at least once a year, they explain to the children, if you have a mixed marriage and the father's Jewish and mother's not, so the children are not Jewish. That's the way we paskin. We paskin, it all depends on the mother and the father's Jewish, so the child is not Jewish. So she knew that she was always hanging out with Jewish people, so she was going to marry a Jewish boy, so she was going to convert. So for a long, long time, she would either spend Shabbos, she wouldn't be home by her parents. She would either spend Shabbos in the Borough Park or in Muncie or in Flatbush, always by Jewish people. So then she converted, and they asked her a question. She was single. They asked her, are you pregnant? So she says, no, she's not pregnant. Then lo and behold, she found out that she was pregnant. A miracle. She found out that she was pregnant. Obviously, it was one of her Jewish boyfriends. So she wanted to know what that means. Because she told him a lie, but she didn't know that it was a lie. So she was embarrassed. So she asked the one who runs NCSY, this is around 15 years ago, she asked the guy who runs NCSY, he should ask me, because he once introduced me to this girl, and I used to go to the OU every Friday. So the NCSY office is there also in the same building. So he asked, what's the din? She didn't intend on purpose to tell him a lie, but it wasn't true. So I explained, it's not an issue of lying. It's an issue, when the baby will be born, you'll have to be megayer the baby separately. If the Bezdin would have known that you were pregnant, then when you were tevel in the mikveh, so your tefillah would be good for you and for the baby as well. But since the Bezdin didn't know that there's a baby over here, so when the baby is born, they'll have to be megayer the baby separately. So then she wanted to know, she was going to marry that boy who made her pregnant, apparently. So the question was, maybe she can be tevel in the mikveh a second time. She'll tell the Rabbanim, this time she found out that she was embarrassed. She found out now that she is pregnant, so maybe she'll be tevel now. So I thought that you can't. I thought that this Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches that says, Moberish and Izgaira, B'no Einat Tzorch Tefillah, you don't need a separate tefillah when the baby is born. The tefillah that the mother had, B'noch Riusa, is all for her and for the baby. That's only if the tefillah is good for the mother, then it's good for the baby as well. But the mother was already Megayer, and now the mother's going to be tovel in the mikveh before the baby is born, because she was embarrassed. She was going to marry that boy, and then she's going to have a baby, and then she's going to have to be Megayer the baby. So everyone's going to realize that she was Mazana when she was single. So she wanted to be tovel a second time in the mikveh. So I thought that it's not good. So then he asked around different Rabbanim. So different Rabbanim said that it is good. She was tovel a second time. And then it came out that it was a big, they asked Rav Al Yashiv, this was a Maisa years ago. Must have been, my son, Rabbi Shai, was learning in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So he asked Rav Al Yashiv, he went with another one of the Rabban to ask Rav Al Yashiv. So Rav Al Yashiv said, like I said, that it's no good. So then they started to ask him from different sources. So he said, no, it's no good. He already worked it out years before. He said he doesn't think that the tefillah is good. They asked other people. So they didn't follow what Rabbi Yashiv said. But that's a shiloh. Anyway, so what is Rabbal Maskal Ramikta? It doesn't say mitztarev. But Rabbi learns, doesn't say, it talks about choytzitz. Elam Rabbah, chen lahalos tara la'areba. You want to be tevo, the areva, the big pot where you do the kneading of the dough, that became tovel. You want to be tovel it. So if you have a chatzitza on the kli, then it's no good, even though it's only a miyut. But if it's a miyut on makbed, then it's no good. Hechidami, what will it then be? Kigon diit mi hachareva. Areva became tummy. Boy, like bule, you want to be toivolet, so what's the din? So there, Pesach, if you're going to be toivolet on Pesach, the Yisura Choshi, because there's a din about your rod, by your matzim. We're machmer, if it's kezais, but mokam echod. On the side, you know, it's plugging up a hole. We say it's no good. It's not part of the kli. So if it's not part of the kli, then we consider it like a chatzitza on the kli. There, Pesach, if you table it on Pesach, the Yisur HaChosh, because of the Yisur Bal Yerabai Motze, so the Chachamim declared in the Mishnah that it's not Batalaga of the Kli, then it's considered a Chatzitza, because it does not blend in to be part of the Kli, Velos HaKala Tvila. So the Tvila is no good, because you have a Miyuta Makbid. It's not really Makbid, but the Chachamim declared that it doesn't blend in to be part of the Kli, but B'Shai Moish HaShana, the rest of the year, then it be paid to Tali Milsa. Then it depends. Is it a niyud hamakbet, a niyud chain hamakbet? He makbet alechot, he writes a bikum, harev, karev. So that's a good pshat. So our Papa agrees it's good, but he says, also he doesn't, he's unhappy, he doesn't fit into the Loshon HaMishnah. Asking our Papa, miktan v'chelenyin tahara, it doesn't say if you're toivlet in the mikveh. It says in the Mishnah, chatzitza. Chatzitza always means chatzitza in a tvila. It fits in with the word Chotzitz, but it doesn't fit in Chen Linyan Hatuma. Hatuma sounds like it's in the Kabbal Tuma. It doesn't say Maskular Apop and Mikton of Chen Linyan Tahara. It doesn't say if you're Metahar Mituma, or Linyan Hatuma Katani. Elam Rapop of Chen Linyan Lahori Tuma La Areva. The din of Chatzitza is going to get to tefillah in a mikvah, then chatzitza is going to get to be mekabel tuma. If an adam tummy touches a kli directly, say he makes a tummy. The adam tummy touches food that's stuck on top of the kli, so the food is food and the kli is a kli. So in order to be the Gemara says in the first daf from Baba Kama, for the four things that are mekabel tuma, adam mekelem ochel mamashkim. So Adam and Kalim have to be Mekabal Tumah from an Ava Tumah or higher. A dead body is called Avi Avois. And someone who attended a funeral is an Ava Tumah. So an Ava Tumah or a Sheretz Vashich Vazera Tomei Meis. So Adam and Kalim can only be Mekabal Tumah from an Ava or above, worse. And in Ochel Mamashkin can be Mekabal Tumah from a Tolda, from a Rishon and Tumah as well. So he said that's what's going on in the Mishnah. Elam Rapop, Pshata is like the Chenling El Haritum Al Arev, Hechidami, what happened? Kigon de Noga, Sheretz, you have a dead Sheretz. Kigon de Noga, Sheretz, Baha'i Botzig. Or Adam Tame, or Sheretz, whatever, something that's an Avatume, touches the dough that's stuck on the pot. So he's Metame the dough, but then the dough is not going to be an Avatume. The dough is not going to be an avatum. The dough will be a rishon. A rishon of tumah can't be mitame the pot. Don't you know? Because sheretz b'hai botzik be Pesach, the yisura chosh on Pesach that the chachamim declared in the Mishnah that if you have a kezayis b'mokam echod, not on the floor, on the side, so it does not blend in to be part of the kli. So then we say that the sheretz is only mitame the food. And the sheretz didn't touch the kli. Be Pesach Nachma, the Yisur HaChoshev, the Chachamim said, because of the din of Rabbi Matzah, they declared that the kezayis b'makam echad does not blend in. So then chaytzeitz, what do you mean? The Adam Tameh, or the sheretz, only touched the food, and it didn't touch the kli. Well, anachsa l'tuma. So then the kli is not mekabel tuma. The oichel is mekabel tuma, but it's only a rishon l'tuma, and the rishon can't be metame the kli. But b'shai ma'is hashana all year long, that there is no such din about your rabbi matzah. They never declared that it depends kazais b'makam echad. There are no dinim. So then it's a normal din. Be pay the tali milsa if makbet alav chaytzis meretz b'kiyum arei kareiva. If he wants to leave it, if the woman plans to leave the dough there as part of the kli, so it's part of the kli. So when the sheretz touch the dough, it's considered the sheretz touch the kli. And if the woman is makbet olav, she's not going to leave it there permanently. She's going to wash out the kli ultimately. So then the oichel retains the din of oichel, does not blend in to be part of the kli. Okay. The Taina said, Rava said it's correct, but Rapapa just said it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. What Rabbi said is also correct, it just doesn't fit into the Mishnah. All the Pshatim that they said, Abaye and Rava and Rapapa, everything is correct. The only question is, Abaye doesn't read straight in the Mishnah, but the Din is correct, then he said. Okay. What's the next Mishnah? The two way Rashi has two Pshatim how to read the Mishnah. Botzek Acheresh or Botzek Acheres, Kli Cheres. Acheresh, there's a Cheresh Shaita the Kotten. A Shaita means crazy, deranged person. He can be a super genius, he can be a multimillionaire, he can be talking on two telephones at the same time and dealing business with Japan and China and all over the world, but he's crazy. He's crazy. So that's a crazy person. Acheresh means retarded. The Mishnah, in the days of the Tanaim, they had no way to educate a person who was deaf-mute. So a deaf-mute person, Cheresh and Shemeh, Ein Medaber, would remain retarded. The Rosh Hashanah and Gitna, and Afayin raises the issue that today, that they have a school in, the Rosh Hashanah lived in the late 1800s. When the Vilna Shas was being printed, he helped pay for the publication of the Vilna Shas. He was a wealthy balabas. He was the Rosh HaKohol in Vilna. So he says, now that they have a school for the deaf mutes in Berlin, then maybe the din should not be the same. The Pashto says it should not be the same, because the definition of Cheresh doesn't really depend on a deaf mute. That's a balmom. The definition of Cheresh means a retarded person. Even a person can speak, and he can hear, but if he's significantly retarded, so then he has a din of a Cheresh. So Rashi says, a Cheresh, a lot of times we don't know whether he understands what we're talking to him about. We have no way to communicate, so we're not sure. So this is called Botzek HaCheresh, Ein HaNikar. We don't know whether it's not giving us any simanim. If you mix flour with water and let it dry, and then it develops cracks on top, so we have Seor and you have Siduk. That's the Mishnah later. So it reaches a point, Siduk, you can see from the cracks on top of the rising dough, that it already has reached the point of chimas. But here we're talking about the gacherish, just like a gacherish. Ein shemev, ein medaber, can't communicate, so we don't know whether he knows what we're talking about. So it's a suffix whether he's a bardas. So too, the botzik is not telling us, is not communicating to us whether it's chometz or not. That's the first pshat in Rashi. And Rashi has another pshat, not botzik acherish, but rather botzik acheris, nishnachrina. But kacheres, kosher kacheres, like a samach, a sin or a samach. It's hard. Also, it's hard. So we don't see the cracks on top. It depends on the consistency of the flour. Depends what kind of grain it was. Sometimes you have, Rashi had before, chitim kurdanais is chitim koshim because it grew in hori arora. Okay. So this is either butzer kacheres or butzer kacheres. We don't know if it's chametz or not. So if at the same time we mix the flour with the water, someone else mixed other flour with water, and we know that that turned into chametz, and this, if you keep on doing his haskos, then the Gemara had before, I feel the kalayam kula, it's not going to become chametz. Here it means I didn't do any his haskos, but it's not communicating to us. We can't see any simanim, but on the other batch of dough that was needed at the same time, the other one did become chametz, and then we should assume, if there's another batch of dough that was needed at the same time, hareza also. So maybe the other one became chametz, this one didn't, but at least it's a suffix chametz. Maybe this is chitim koshim, like Rashi said, chitim kordonais, chitim koshim. Maybe it is koshim, maybe it's not. It's at least a suffix, hareza also. It's also mitam chametz. So the Gemara asked the question in Main Sham Kayetzah, but what if no one else needed any dough at the same time? How do you know? How long does the flour have to sit? He needed flour with water, mixed it together, and he let it sit. How long does it have to sit? That is a suffix whether it became chametz. And for the Gemara, a person, the amount of time that it takes to walk from one city to the other, the hainu a mil. Mean the amount of time that it takes for an average person who goes. How much is a mil? So he said many times, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achrayim say a mil is 18 minutes. And Professor Leo Levy, who used to teach physics here in Yeshiva College, he thinks in his Sefer that today, the 18 minutes really means 22 and a half minutes. Because when you learn the Gemara, in the ninth parak, about the Derech Rechayka, who brings Pesach Sheni? One who was either Tommy or Derech Rechayka. So Gemara talks about how much Adam, how far can people walk in the course of the day. So when you learn that Gemara, it would appear that a Shear Mill is 22 and a half minutes. It's not 18 minutes. So Professor Levy explains that the 18 minutes was a different time system. Okay. So the Gemara says the amount of time that it would take for an average person to walk from one location to the other. Gemara the name a mill. What does he have to hack at Chinese? The amount of time they say, Shear Mill. Gemara says, no, how come Ashmalon? Agavruch, he's telling you, how long is the mill? This year, the mill can be made on Lindvatveri. The amount of time it takes to walk from that city to the other. So we don't know how long that is. And that's the shot. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes. Okay. But less than that, less than a shear mill, for sure it's not chametz. More than a shear mill is what to start thinking about. It doesn't become chametz right away. It's a long process. First you have the seir, then you have the siduk. So less than 18 minutes, there's nothing to do. Less than 22 and a half minutes, nothing to discuss. Unless you have it in front of a warm oven, and the oven is open. So whenever it's hot in the room, it's not plain room temperature. It's very hot in the room. So then it's memar lahachmetz. In Shulchan Aruch it says, after you kneaded the dough, so the Mechaber writes a loshen, you should hurry up to put it in the oven, that it shouldn't become chametz. So the Chazon Ish says, hurry up means less than 18 minutes. You shouldn't let it sit. Doesn't mean you have to rush. Why? We mentioned because the Rashba and the Tshuva, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramo on the bottom of the Torah wrote the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe, he quotes on Hilchos Pesach, he quotes the Tshuva's HaRashba, that when the Rashba was single, he was learning by the Ramban, the basis of the Ramban. So they needed the dough for the matzahs in the home of the Ramban, which was on the corner of the block. That's where it still is. When you go visit Girona, so the rabbi's home, there's a sign in Spanish that says this is officially the rabbi's home. And then they used to go down the block, they used to walk outside in springtime in Nissan, and the sun was shining, beating down on the matzahs. They'd be walking down the block. It doesn't say they ran. Rashba says they walked. They didn't walk slowly on purpose, but they walked down the block. And they rented permission from the goy to bake the matzahs in his oven. You have to have a very high oven. You have to have a very hot oven. If the oven is not, the ovens that we have are not good for baking matzahs. The ovens that we have, it'll become chametz before it'll become baked, because the heat will be memalach. You have to have a much higher degree temperature. So sometimes the temperature is way too high and just burns the top and the bottom. If you have fire alarm, it burns it up and the middle is going to be raw. So that's also no good. You have to have a high temperature that should bake it through and shouldn't be too thick. And should bake everything through and through before it has a chance to become chametz. So that's less than a shear mill, for sure nothing happened. And more than a shear mill, then you have to begin to be concerned that maybe the chametz process is beginning. When the chametz process begins, that's what we call chametz nuksha. And that's osur, machlokes of Meir Rav Yehuda, whether that din, chametz nuksha, the tchilas chametz process, is that the Raisa de Rabbanon? So we had Rav Meir was quoted in the beginning of the Perek Eloivim. The quoted Rav Meir is of the opinion that Chametz Nukshe Ochlo Barboim. Seri Sarfa Ochlo, where is it? Ochlo Barboim. I saw on the Rav Meir. That's what the Gemara quotes. Rav Meir holds that it's a nisa deraisa, and Rav Yehuda disagrees. Usually when you have machlokes on there, Rav Yehuda, halachic Rav Yehuda. Usually we rarely pass like Rav Meir. Once in a long while we pass like Rav Meir. Usually not. So that's the memra of Rababo, Amre Shlokish. He tells you the shear. That if the flour is mixed with the water and then there's no hisaskus for a shear mill, less than a shear mill is nothing to worry about. More than a shear mill, you have to begin to think maybe it's going to become chametz. The next memra has nothing to do with the Pesach. So what do they call Amar Ababa, Amar Rav Shimon HaLokish? Rashi said because it's the same name, same person. Amar Ababa, Amar Rav Shlokish. he said the shear mills. And now he has another din. It's not the same shear. It has nothing to do with Pesach. It's a different, because it's the same person. So he says there are three things. Legabo, v'letfila, v'letilu shadayim. The shear is 4 million. What does it mean? Legabo, v'letfila, v'letilu shadayim. So let's see, tfila. What do you mean, tfila? So Rashi learns, it's always better to daven in the shul than to daven at home. Even if there's no minyan in the shul. That's a Gemara and Brochas, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Even if you have a choice of either davening a shul, unless it's the rabbi, so the rabbi is going to come to shul to daven bichidus. The rabbi woke up late, he's going to come to shul, so it's going to be a bizayin atarah. The balabatim going to see the rabbi overslept. The rabbi should not go to shul to daven later. But anybody else, but it won't be a bizayin atarah, so it's better to daven a shul even if you're going to daven bichidus. What if the shul is far away? So then he says, you're only mechuyev. Let's say, Rashi explains, let's say the fellow's traveling anyway, he's going in a certain direction. So he'd rather rent a room in a motel here, daven ma'ariv, and go to sleep. But if it's within 4 mil, let's say a mil is, 22 and a half minutes, so 4 mil is 4 times 22 and a half is an hour and a half. So if it's within an hour and a half, it's not a distance, I'll be passionate, it's an amount of time. If he has a car, he can go, well, would take a person, by welcome my food, it'll take him less than 5 minutes. So if he doesn't have a car, or if he has a car, but he'll have to drive another hour and a half. So he'd like to go to sleep now. But we say, since there's a shul, and you'll be able to daven in the shul, even though it'll just be bichidus. So it's preferable to postpone your davening till you get to the shul, and then you rent a room over there, then you go to sleep over there. That's letfila. Tosis quotes that there was another pshat, Tosis letfila. Nirak yipirish akuntris, they think Rashi's pshat is correct, that it goes, the fellow's going to daven in the shul, as opposed to davening in a private motel room. Ve'oka oruch. The oruch was a contemporary of Rashi. That's how they assume. The oruch is a dictionary. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, they quote a tshuva that the Aruch sent to Rabbeinu Shlaiman. So the Mefarsh Shulchan Aruch assumed Rabbeinu Shlaiman was Rashi. We should check whether it's correct historically. Did they live in the same generation? Rashi really was able to send a shaila to the Aruch? That's what they assume in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi sent a shaila. If you have a bris on Rosh Hashanah, when do you do the bris? Rosh Hashanah, when do you do the bris? We always do the bris at the end of the davening before Aleinu L'Shabeach. The bris milah indicates that the Jewish baby is, his body is different from the body of the Nochri. The body of the Nochri has Orla, and the Jewish body doesn't have Orla. So but that's why you always do the bris at the end of the davening before Aleinu. And even if you have a big shul and half the people are not going to stay, so they say Aleinu and they leave. So then after you finish doing the bris milah, then you say Aleinu the Shabbat again. Well, usually the minhag used to be do the bris right before you sail in. So what was Rashi Shaila, the Prima Gordon asked? What was Rashi Shaila from the Aruch that he asked, when did he do the bris? He do the bris before then. The answer is no, because by the days of Rashi, they said so many piyutim already, they're not going to get to sail in l'shabech till after Chatzos. So that's a violation of Zrizim Makzim and Lemitzvahs. They had the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta says, Wazoli Abbas Abadkim Mishachamitz Liora Ner. Why don't you just do in the morning of Abba Asar? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa that Mila Bishmini Kolayam Kosher Lemila Shizri Magdim Lemitzvah. You do it in the morning. So we don't all do it at the crack of dawn. You don't do the Bishmila Mamish at sunrise. Sunrise is now a little after 6 o'clock. So everybody davens by the second minion, and then they do the Bishmila right afterwards. We don't. They daven at the 8 o'clock minion, 8:30 minion. Do the bris milah afterwards. But if you do the bris after chatzos, that's already a violation of zrizim makdim lemitzvos. After chatzos is not right. So that was Rashi Shaila. When should you do the bris on Rosh Hashanah? Because that's what the Prima Gordon was meant. Because the davening is going to take so long, you're not going to get to Aleinu till after chatzos. So that'll be a violation of zrizim makdim. So that's what the Aruch sent back the psak to Rashi. You do the bris right before tkiyah shofar, because we say in the davening, schabris Avram Akedas Yitzchok. So the Bris Avram is the Bris Milah, Kedis Yitzchak is the Tkiya Shofar. Because the Ayel is reminiscent of the Shofar is reminiscent of the Akedah. So since we says Chav Bris Avram, Kedis Yitzchak, so you do the Bris Milah right before the Tkiya Shofar. Anyway, so that's who the Aruch was. The Aruch lived in Rome. Can it be that Rashi corresponded with someone in Rome? They knew that the Aruch. Rashi and Tosfos quote the Aruch, yeah. But they were contemporaries. He knew who he was, and he knew how to send him a letter. Very questionable. Maybe it's a different Rabbeinu Shlomo who says that there was only one Rabbeinu Shlomo who was Rashi, maybe someone else. But the Mefarshim HaShulchan Aruch assumed that the tshuva of the Aruch was written to Rashi. So the Aruch interprets in the Gemara, Pirush leTfilah, that you're supposed to wash your hands before you daven. Indeed, Netilas Yadayim, the Rambam's opinion and the Vilna Gaon used to follow the Rambam's. The Rambam's opinion is that every time you wash your hands before Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, you say, Bracha, Netilas Yadayim, you pour water with a cup. Most people don't follow that opinion to say a Bracha, but more correct is you really should wash your hands. Most people don't wash their hands. Soloveitchik was always makpid. He would always run to wash his hands. He used to give shiur on Tuesday and Wednesday in the yeshiva, and then he would, after shiur, we always daven mincha, so he would always run to wash his hands and he would run back. And he used to give the shiur on Tuesday night. He used to give shiur for the Balabatim and Maria Synagogue. That used to be a shul on 80th Street and Broadway on the corner. There was an office building. So one floor in the office building was a shul. It was rented and they used it as a shul. He used to give a shiur in Gemara. And right after the shiur was over, the Balabatim davened Ma'ariv, they said, Rachman, right away. They didn't give him a chance to wash his hands. And they davened quickly, but he didn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. So he used to run to the back of the shul when everybody was saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam. He ran to the back of the shul, he washed his hands, and he would run back to the front of the shul because he used to sit all the way in the front. And then he would get back to his seat by the time the chazan was up to Shmon Esrev of Ma'ariv. And he would daven. He was always makpid to wash his hands. He really ought to.
Why wouldn't he say Baruch Hashem Le'olam?
The Goyen's Minig and Valoshin, they didn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Just like by Balatanya also said, you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. The couple of things that even though the Balatanya and the Vilna Goyen were from two sides of the world, he was the Misnagan, he was the Chosid, but a couple of things they agree upon. So both of them didn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and both of them didn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Shomer Ne'isas HaShabbos also, after HaParisuk HaShalom Aleinu Kol Yisrael on Friday night, so the Baba Tanya writes that you shouldn't say that, just like you shouldn't say it's a hefsik, you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem, you shouldn't say B'Shamru. But then he was in Mechutim with Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditcheva, so he sent him a letter, how can you leave out B'Shamru Ne'isas HaShabbos? The Malachim danced from joy when the Jewish people say Vishamru. So the Baal HaTanya put it into the Siddur because of Rav Levi Yitzchak Baditcheva, but he says you shouldn't say it. He printed it, it's a Ksiva Lo Kri. Put it in the Siddur and said, don't say it though. Look at it. He put it in for the Misnagdim, not for the Hasidim. Yeah. So the Aruch learns Pshad, the fellow wants to dab Ma'ariv now and he wants to go to sleep. But he doesn't have any water to wash his hands. But if he'll wait an hour and a half, if he'll travel an hour and a half, or he'll walk another an hour and a half, then he'll get water. So that's what he says. The tefillah, up you mechuyev to wait, not to waste an hour and a half, but to postpone davening for an hour and a half. Arba milin. What's the netilas adam? He wants to eat bread. And before you eat bread, you have to wash until it's a dime, but he doesn't have any water. So if you don't have any water, so you put on gloves. Yeah, but if you can easily get water, so then that's not right to be makel to wrap your hands. A lot of people think that you wrap the food in, you wrap the sandwich in a paper. That's not good. You have to wrap your hands. You korech mapa on your hands. You're not korech mapa on the food. So that's only a heter that you can be korach mapa on your hands if it'll take an hour and a half. I'd like to eat lunch now. But I don't have any water, so if I postpone my lunch for an hour and a half, by then I'll get water already. So you're mechuyev to postpone your lunch for an hour and a half. But if it's going to take 2 hours, then you're not mechuyev to wait so long. He's hungry now, he's not mechuyev to wait 2 hours. But an hour and a half, he is mechuyev to wait. What if it's not a question of postponing the meal? What if it's a question of how much time does he have to waste? Let's say he wants to eat a sandwich, and it's not postponed. If he wastes an hour, then he'll be able to get the water. Is he mechuyev to waste an hour? To waste, not postpone. Postpone his meal. Is he mechuyev to waste time? So the Gemara says, only mechuyev to waste time, pachas mi meal. A meal is whatever, let's say 22 and a half minutes. So to go there and to come back, the 22 and a half times two is 45 minutes. So you mechuyev to waste up until 45 minutes of your precious time in order to wash netilas yadayim. The acharov, he's gonna be wasting. That's right before the mishnah. Losha and the loshon of elulafonov. That's the last three lines before the mishnah. He's telling me, Rishlokish is telling me, you have to postpone your meal. You have to postpone going to sleep or whatever for an hour and a half. But leacharov, how much time to waste? I feel the meal ain't a choizet, but pochus mi meal, you are. Pochus bin mil. So pochus bin mil means, let's say, instead of 22 and a half minutes, 22 minutes. And 22 by 2 is 44. You have to spend up until, but not including 45 minutes. But to spend 40 minutes, you are mechuyev. Same thing to daven tefillah b'tzibur. The daven tefillah b'tzibur also. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. Let's say I'm on vacation somewhere and there's no minyan where I am. And if I'll travel, I have a car. And if I'll travel, if I'll spend half an hour there, half an hour back, if I spend an hour, I'll be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Are you mechuyev to waste an hour of your time in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur? So that's also included in this Gemara. We assume that tefillah b'tzibur is not really a chiyuv. It's not really a chiyuv like it's... You stand a better chance of having your tefillahs answered if you daven tefillah b'tzibur. So that's the mitzvah b'shlemusa, is to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But if it's going to take more than pachas mimil chayzer, then you're not mechuyev. Not mechuyev to have the tefillah b'tzibur. So that's what... In the Sefer Emek Brocha, he brings that right. He assumes that tefillah means tefillah b'tzibur also. And you're not mechuyev to spend more than 45 minutes to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But 40 minutes, you are mechuyev. Yeah.
Is the
Megabel
the same according to Rashi and Arach?
What is it? What is Gabel?
Is it the same as... Does Rashi agree with Arach?
So Tosis is not happy with the Arach. They think Rashi's pshat is correct. Davening tefillah b'tzibur, davening in a Beis HaKnesses as opposed to davening in your hotel room. V'lo k'orach the pirush l'tefillah hainu lirchotz yoda, hainu lirchotz. What's the next word? Lirchotz yodav, l'hispalel. So Tosis says, why the hechi dami? If it's time to daven mincha, it's getting late. It's going to be the shkia ibid and it's lusa harminim bebrachas. Rav Chizda liked a man the mahadar my ibid and lusa. Rav Chizda would be angry. He would curse. He would say it's improper. It's time to daven mincha now. You're going to start looking for water. You're going to look and look and look. You're going to miss the shkia. You're going to daven mincha after the shkia. So you're not allowed to. If you don't have water available right away, you daven without washing your hands. You have to have washing hands. No, the Gemara says, "Dichsid erchatz b'nikoyim kapai." It doesn't say erchatz b'mayim kapai. It says, "I'll wash my hands b'nikoyim b'chol midi d'menaki." The Gemara says, "You wipe your hands off on your jacket, and they'll be clean." Preferable is to wash with water, but if you don't have water available, it's erchatz b'nikoyim kapai. And if it's be'eden tzloisa, then it's not right to start looking for water because you may miss the shkia. B'shaloi b'zman atfilo. So why should it only be daven? Let's say he wants to daven mincha at 1:30 in the afternoon. He wants daven mincha at 2:00. You have until 7:36 to daven mincha. Plenty of time. Why should we say up until 4:00? He wants to daven mincha now. We say, but he doesn't have any water, so we say he has to wait up until an hour and a half. Why up until an hour and a half? He has many hours till the shkia. Why should it only be an hour and a half? So that's why Taisa is not happy with the Aruch. The Rashi probably, Taisa assumes that Rashi is not going to agree with the Aruch. What was the first thing? The Gabol? What is the Gabol? Gabol, Gibul. Gibul means to do Lishon, to mix the flour with the water to make dough. So what's a Gabol? A Gabol is a person who does this for a profession. That's his Parnosa. So that is Rashi, right? Gabol, Hamagabel, Isa Sacher, and Bischar. People pay him, they give him the flour, the water, and they say, bake me a cake. So they give him the flour with the water. He has a faucet, he doesn't need the water. They give him the flour, and they give him kelim, and they clay balabai is atmeim. So there's a din, he's supposed to eat chulim b'tahara. What kind of a din is that? Taisus on the first daf in Chulin quotes such a comment. Yis kadishnam yis in kadoshim ulamish in tawi salachu chulein de tahara. On the side of the Gemara there, on the first daf in Chulin, Taisus quotes that Maimon Chazal. So they say they don't know where in the world that Maimon Chazal is. So the later Achranim say it's a ton of the Be'elio or something. I think in the first daf in Chulin, no, daf base on the base. Is Kaddishna, the Yisig Mekdashim, Malamish, and Tzavi Salach, Ucholein Betar, means in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, whatever grew, the Tvur that grew in Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't be Metameyit. You should eat, you should prefer to eat the Chulim Betahara. The question, what kind of a din is that? It's not a din, a Torah, it's an Asmachta, it's a din, the Rabbanon. You should get used to eating Betahara, because if a person is a Kohen, he has to eat the Truma Betahara. If he lived Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Shaykan, you have to be careful to eat the Karbonis Betahara. So the Chachamim, either it's a Minig or a Din de Rabbanon. It's very unclear what it is. Either a Minig or a real Din de Rabbanon, you should try to eat Chul and to eat Chul and Betahara. So the Gabo is Mechuyev. What is Rashi saying? The Gabol HaMagabal Yisus HaChem, that's what he does for a living. Bischar, they pay money. The Klei Balabais Tameim, Rabo HaMilin HaTrichu HaChom HaLeilach LeMik VeLitvol Kelov. He should be Tovol the Kelov. It's a problem. Rashi says, what do you mean? I'm going to charge him more money. No? If he asks me, I should bake bread for him. So if I bake the bread now, it'll take you half an hour. Mix the flour with the water. I throw in the yeast, and then I do other work for 4 hours. Then I come back, and the whole dough rose already. So then I can form the shape of the challis and put it in the oven and bake it. Right? So I did a little work now. Did a little work another 4 hours later. 15 minutes now. 15 minutes later. But if you tell me I have to go travel to another city, that's within 4 million. So I'm going to charge you much more for that. So according to Rashi, it's very strange. What if the guy agreed to pay me? The same amount, whether I have to spend 4 hours traveling to be Tavol or Kelim. So Rashi doesn't, Taisa does not. What does Taisa say? The Gabal Pirish Baruch, the Ba'odim Hamhalach Baderach Ma'iri, Dumi the Tfilah. The Miesh Gabal Hoysa Yisosa Betara Bericha, Gdalad Milan, Yamtanachi Agil Hoysa Gabal. Not like Rashi. Rashi is problematic. Rashi learns. We're telling a din to the gabol. The gabol shouldn't bake the bread in the tomei dikei kelim that the balabos gave him. He should spend another hour and a half. What do you mean, an hour and a half? The guy has to be willing to pay me for the work to go be tevelin.
The footnote here quotes Rashi and Chulin. It's Halachi says of the Tara, meaning Yehusa clear the balabai. It sounds like he's assuming his job is to do a Tara. When you hire the gabol, you're assuming, so that should be built in.
And it's assumed that he's going to pay for that also.
Yeah, and it says, Yosef Arba Milin, Yosef Balabai, Skar Halicha.
Yosef Midala Milin is what?
Yosef Lo Balabai, Skar Halicha. He has to pay extra.
And it's understood that he is going to pay him. Uh-huh. So why? But if it's more than Dalad Milin, then you're not Mechuyib. Okay.
It says that he's expected to pay even more.
Oh, he is expected. Oh. Okay. Okay.
It's a Rashi and Chulin.
Oh, okay. That fills in. Yeah, the way Rashi stands over here, it doesn't read straight. You have to add on the other Rashi. Okay. So the Tosfos quotes the Aruch. That what? It's talking and not a Gabol. I can either have them, let's say I want to eat lunch. So I can either have someone, I'm in a village here, so I can have the local fellow bake the bread for me, but he's going to bake it bitumen. But if I know, if I'll postpone lunch for an hour and a half, not unreasonable, instead of eating lunch at 1 o'clock, I'll eat it at 2:30. The world doesn't come to an end. So he can eat the lunch at 2:30. So then, and if he'll wait till he's traveling anyway, wait till 2:30, then he'll be able to have it done with Dara. So then you should postpone. This dinner is about postponing. Okay. According to Tosfos, it comes out better because the Dalad Milin, by the Tefillin, by the Netilas Yadayim, is about postponing. So by the Gabal is also about postponing. Mashenik, according to the way Rashi learns, it's not about postponing. It's how much salary can he ask for? So it's self-understood that if it's within 4 million, it's covered with the whatever he made up to pay him, but if it's going to be further down the line, then he has to pay him more money. So that's not similar to the other two. So what did he put three things together? Okay, the way the Aruch said, it's a daima b'daima, it's the same as tefillah until it's a daima. So he said over, Amar Rababo, Amar Rish Lakish, Rababo says in the name of Rish Lakish, these dinim. Amar Abnachma Yitzchak, there are two mistakes here. He says, first of all, it's not Rababo in the name of Rish Lakish, it's Aivu Amora. It's Aivu in the name of Rish Lakish. And secondly, it's not that he said three dinim, Gabal, Tfilin, Tilis Yadayim, he said four dinim. Rabo, Amar Bo, four. And Chodaminai, the fourth one that was missing in the previous cantation, in the previous quotation was Ibud. What is Ibud? If you take hide and you convert it into leather, or you convert it into parchment, so that's going to be Ibud. Isnan, what is this? Bekulam. What does the word Bekulam refer to? So Rashi gives you the background here. There's a Mishnah in Chulin. Mishnah in Chulin says that the skin of the animal is not the same as the basar of the animal. Let's say the basar of an animal is mekabel tumas ochlim. The skin is not mekabel tumas ochlim. The skin, if you made it into a kli, then if you removed the skin, you separated the skin from the basar. So some parts of the skin are so soft that they're edible. Let's say you bring a korban pesach and you have 20 shutfim. And everybody grabbed some of the korban pesach, and this guy's left with nothing to eat. So some parts of the skin of the animal are so soft that it's dina kibosa. Most of the skin of the animal is not dina kibosa. You won't be, I'd say, korban pesach. Because habosa balayla, so you have to eat bosa. So sometimes certain parts of the skin are so soft, it's dina kibosa. So it says, however, that skin that's dina kibosa, the kulam, sheibdon, once you did the tanning process on that hide, then it's no longer dina kibosa, it's no longer mekabel tuma. Then it's considered like a piece of leather. So leather is not oichel. Leather is not oichel. What is hilach bahem? Hilach bahem, Rashi explains that when you're converting hide into leather, sometimes you put it on the ground, you have people walk on it. So hilach bahem means that people were walking on top of it. So then it loses its status as oichel, even though it started off as being roi lachil, it loses its status as oichel, and it becomes like leather. And leather is only mekabel tumah if you made it into a kli. If you didn't make it into a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. Sometimes making it into a kli, a mat that you put on the grass and you have a picnic on top of the mat, okay, that'll be mekabel tumah the way it is. But if you plan to make shoes or gloves out of it, and it's just a piece of leather now, so then it's not mekabel tumah, it's not a kli masa yet. It's not roi lehishtamshus yet. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The next Gemara is a very famous Gemara. What is Erev Tavshilin all about? So the Gemara is going to explain. This is quite a sugya here. This goes to Mem Chesam and all. Good.
I was away for a Pesach.
3 days.